We read Genesis chapter 1, which is the creation story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was a void and emptiness, and thick darkness was upon the faces of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the faces of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God distinguished between the light and the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it distinguish between the waters in the waters." And God made the expanse, and made a distinction between the waters which were under the expanse, and the waters which were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth a tender herb, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree bearing fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth the tender herb, the herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree bearing fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, "Let there be luminaries in the expanse of the heavens to distinguish between the day and the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for luminaries in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. God made two great luminaries, the greater luminary to rule by day and the lesser luminary to rule by night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and to rule in the day and in the night, and to distinguish between the light and the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, "Let the waters cause to creep forth the creeping thing, the living soul, and let fowl fly above the earth upon the faces of the expanse of the heavens." And God created great whales, and every living soul that creepeth, which the waters cause to creep forth according to their kinds, and every winged fowl after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and the fowl shall be multiplied in the earth." And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living soul after its kind, the beast and the thing moving itself, and the wild animal of the earth after its kind." And it was so. And God made the wild animal of the earth after its kind, and the beast after its kind, and everything that creepeth on the ground after its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over the beast, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the heavens and over every living thing that creepeth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I give you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the faces of all the earth, and every tree in which is fruit, the tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for food. And to every wild animal of the earth, and to every fowl of the heavens, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein is a living soul, every green herb for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. We next read from the Arcana Celestia, the heavenly doctrine which unfolds the spiritual meaning of this story of creation, beginning at verse 5, and we will read through the summary of the internal sense. While the mind cleaves to the literal sense alone, no one can possibly see that such things are contained within this story. Thus, in these first chapters of Genesis, nothing is discoverable from the sense of the letter other than that the creation of the world is treated of, and the Garden of Eden, which is called Paradise, and Adam as the first created man. Who supposes anything else? But it will be sufficiently established in the following pages that these matters contain arcana, which have never yet been revealed. And in fact, that the first chapter of Genesis in the internal sense treats in general of the new creation of man, or of his regeneration. And this in such a manner that there is not the least expression which does not represent, signify, and enfold within it these things. The 6 days, or periods, which are so many successive states of the regeneration of man, are, in general, as follows. The first state is that which precedes, including both a state from infancy and that immediately before regeneration. This is called a void and emptiness and thick darkness. And the first motion, which is the Lord's mercy, is the Spirit of God moving upon the faces of the waters. The second state is when a distinction is made between those things which are of the Lord and those which are proper to man. The things which are of the Lord are called in the word remains, and here are especially knowledges of faith which have been learned from infancy and which are stored up and are not manifested until the man comes to this state. At the present day, this state seldom exists without temptation, misfortune, or sorrow, by which the things of the body and the world, that is, such as are proper to man, are brought into quiescence and, as it were, die. The third state is that of repentance, in which the man from his internal man speaks piously and devoutly and brings forth goods, like works of charity, which are nevertheless inanimate because he thinks they are from himself. These goods are called the tender grass and also the herb-yielding seed, and afterward the tree-bearing fruit. The fourth state is when the man becomes affected with love and illumined by faith. He indeed previously discoursed piously and brought forth goods, but he did so in consequence of the temptation and straitness under which he labored, and not from faith and charity. Wherefore faith and charity are now enkindled in his internal man and are called two luminaries. The fifth state is when the man discourses from faith and thereby confirms himself in truth and good. The things then produced by him are animate and are called the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens. And finally, the sixth state is when from faith and thence from love, he speaks what is true and does what is good. The things which he then brings forth are called the living soul and the beast. And as he then begins to act at once and together from both faith and love, he becomes a spiritual man who is called an image. His spiritual life is delighted and sustained by such things as belong to the knowledges of faith and to the works of charity. These are his food, and his natural life is delighted and sustained by those which belong to the body and the senses, whence a combat arises until love gains the dominion and he becomes a celestial man. Amen. here end the lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.